Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, so there's a lot of evaluation going on right now because it does seem like free agency is in a bit of a lull. You know, we're getting ready, it would appear. I think the Ronald Darby signing, 1 year, $4 million last night, is probably a signal that we're ready for the phase three or whatever it is of free agency, that maybe we'll start to see some of these veterans sign cheap 1 year deals in certain places. But it is a time where we've gone through the first couple weeks, and so it's a time to pause and evaluate who's done what, who's made good moves, who's gotten the best values and things like that. And ESPN.com had a big piece where they went to all of their different beat writers and asked them the opinion on certain things. And you actually brought this article to my attention. And one of the categories was most head scratching moves. I'll let you kind of lay out how you were reading this thing when you first saw it.
Well, I go down, I see this headline, most head scratching moves. And I start to look down through each guy, Matt Bowen and Mina Kimes and Dan Graziano, and not a single one of them listed the DeAndre Hopkins trade. So my first thought was, okay, wait, maybe there's been new light shed on this to where people are reevaluating it. And then I thought, wait a second. I went back up and looked at the headline, and the subtitle was other than the DeAndre Hopkins trade. So the assumption was that everybody would answer the DeAndre Hopkins trade. So that would make for a boring column. So they've already farmed that land 400 times. I said, all right, most head scratching move besides the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
It's so funny. It's like when you're picking team MVPs like midseason or something like that, where in the NFL for teams with good quarterbacks, and it's like how we talk about the Texans, you know, when we're doing like a midseason report card and we're like, okay, team MVP other than Deshaun Watson, you know what I
right.
mean? Like that's how this trade,
or just or league MVP.
This trade is the franchise quarterback of trades.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Or, yeah, if you do a league MVP, but you say, okay, the non-quarterback league MVP, the DeAndre Hopkins is the league MVP of head-scratching moves this year. Nobody has a clue about it.
Did any of these moves that they actually listed, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's about 8 or 9 beat writers or opinion that they go to. You mentioned Mina Kimes, Dan Graziano's in there, Jeremy Fowler. It's basically 9 ESPN talking heads or journalists who write about football. Were there any moves that even bumped up close to DeAndre Hopkins in this whole thing for you?
I think that this is the one. I think that the Bears, the fact that they both took on Nick Foles' huge contract and signed Jimmy Graham to a pretty healthy deal for a guy that hasn't done much in a while and gave him $9 million guaranteed, I think that you have to start looking at the Bears and and looking at Ryan Pace, their GM, and wondering, okay, who is perhaps going to be the worst GM over the last several years? Is it going to be Pace or is it going to be Bill O'Brien? Because Bill O'Brien is kind of on pace with Pace, no pun intended. You look back to what Ryan Pace has done, from taking Trubisky, trading up for Trubisky, to now signing on Nick Foles and his huge contract is either competition or replacement for Trubisky, Jimmy Graham, you know, and then giving up 2 first round picks for Khalil, which you can still argue about whether that was worth it or not, given the fact that their defense fell so much regardless, you know, despite having Khalil out there. I think that Ryan Pace has made so many curious decisions and yet has been a GM for 4 years. I don't know if that's reason for hope for Texans fans, where you might say, okay, hey, look, Pace is an actual personnel guy and he's doing a worse job than Bill O'Brien. Or will Texans fans look at that and say, oh dear God, Bill O'Brien could
get away with this for four more years.
It's interesting, too, to compare those two teams, Seth, because they both have quarterbacks that are on rookie deals that were drafted 10 picks apart from each other in the 2017 draft. And I guess, I don't know, man, like I'm trying to come up with an argument for either GM in these things, because the quarterbacks are both the same age, or the same football age, but they're so different. And that Trubisky is on a hard line to failure right now. And Deshaun Watson, if he's handled properly, could be one of the best quarterbacks in the league for the next decade. I guess the argument for Pace is, hey man, this Trubisky thing may not be working out. We got to roll the dice and make big moves. I'm trying to figure out what the argument for O'Brien is making trades like Clowney and even more so Hopkins because of the side of the football that Hopkins plays on and what he represents to Deshaun. And I guess we know what the arguments for the trade were through the eyes of Albert Breer, through the keyboard of Albert Breer last week. I mean, I don't know. Do you look at it and go, if you're Bill O'Brien, you feel like the trade is good and Deshaun is one of these quarterbacks who's actually going to cover up some of the flaws on your team? I don't know. It's interesting just because we're comparing those two, and they both have quarterbacks from the same draft, and yet they're, you know, and here the quarterbacks are so different and they're making similar type moves, just crazy wild moves.
Yeah, and now at least Pace is trying to make his team better, where you look at the DeAndre Hopkins trade, and it's hard to figure how the Texans got better as a football team with that, other than if the second rounder ends up being a huge score. I have a hard time with moves like that, like trading away one of the best parts of your team for a gamble, basically, on a running back who hasn't been really all that good for the last 3 years. And not that we're not going to relitigate the DeAndre Hopkins trade over and over again. It's just they've both, maybe Ryan Pace has made more classically curious decisions. Like, okay, you traded up for Trubisky. That was a bad decision ultimately, but at least you were trying to make your team better. I feel like Bill O'Brien was just trying to get rid of a headache, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Trubisky and some of these moves may just be them misevaluating guys. Bill O'Brien is the Hopkins move is a suicide move.
You know, the one thing I would worry about if I were a Bears fan is that one of the reasons that Ryan Pace brought in Jimmy Graham was because he's got familiarity with him from when they were both in the Saints organization. Jimmy Graham is a player, Ryan Pace is a personnel guy. I wonder if Matt Nagy, you know, 3 weeks into the season when Jimmy Graham isn't producing, if Matt Nagy starts giving Ryan Pace the stink eye because, okay, this is your guy. What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah. Some of the other moves, the Patriots, Kevin Seifert said the Patriots letting Tom Brady depart. It's not as big an impact move, but Dan Graziano, I was shocked that the Jags, like the fifth round pick for Calais Campbell, like that was a steal for the, who was it, the Ravens that he went to? Calais
yeah.
Campbell?
Oh, it was a huge, it was a brilliant move for the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens did some really smart things. Like they always do. You know, and the Ravens used a fifth round pick that they had gotten from Minnesota when they traded their backup kicker to Minnesota. And Minnesota cut that guy like several weeks later. It's crazy. Yeah. So now they have Calais Campbell, one of the best defensive linemen in the league over the past 3 years. I kind of get this because the Jaguars were in the cap situation that they're in, and Calais Campbell is old. I think people probably looked and figured, okay, he might be a cap casualty anyway. So what do we really, you know, we could maybe try to get him at a more competitive price in free agency, but here we'll give you a fifth round pick. So the Jaguars, this is more of a long-term gaffe than a short-term one. This comes from just spending too much on older players.
Yep. Part of the process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.